Happy 4th, everybody. Thanks for being with us. Thanks for joining us today. I wanted to do a special little update with you. I don't usually do this stuff.
Yeah.
And this is going to be a little bit different because I'm doing it on a live stream.
Yeah, kind of live streaming instead of radio showing.
Right. This I'm not a live streamer, but today I am a live streamer. Mm-hmm. For this segment, because it's comments and questions. I'm not going to broadcast this on the radio.
No.
But I will tell you that I've had a lot of comments and questions about our latest show.
Mm-hmm.
We always usually get a lot of comments and questions. I don't have time to address all of them in our shows, though.
Yeah, we're doing a radio show and we're doing a recording, so we're actually not watching a screen with comments going by.
Mm-hmm.
But today we are.
And I also wanted to tell you, there's only one day left for this silver necklace. I like this one a lot, especially because they're all different, actually. Every single one of them is different. Mm-hmm. They have different clasps. They really are different. Each one, there's unique. There's 20 of them only.
19 now.
Yeah, 19 now because Brennan Nastasio won the first raffle.
Yep.
I still have his ticket right here. Payment from.
Yep. I emailed him. He knows he won. I contacted him. He contacted me back.
Yep. There it is. I show it to you
mm-hmm.
again. So you can see it. So and we will do those. Each one, we will pull it out of a bowl randomly.
Mm-hmm.
If you enter more than once, you have a better chance of winning.
Yep. And,
that's how it goes.
You go to kpppfm.com/raffle, and there's a link you'll click for this entry called Raffle Entry for Kathleen Bennett Legal Defense Fund. And scroll down on the page, you'll see pictures of the necklace that you're entering the raffle for, and click here to enter the raffle. Then you go to a PayPal link that basically says raffle number 2, and it's a $10 ticket, and place your ticket bid there for the raffle. We'll draw that tomorrow, July 5th, during our show on July 5th in the evening.
100% of all of the proceeds from these raffles, thanks to the native artist Cheyenne Running Wolf. This was a donation she made to raise money for Kathleen Bennett. We thank her for that. And every bit of it is going to go to her legal defense. And that's what we need right now because we want her to be free. Not just out on bail, but free from all of these false allegations and charges against her and her family. And so I'm going to go through some of the comments and questions from our latest show, Veterans Stand, Respond, and Beyond. Marie, if you are watching, if you have had your grandbaby, congratulations. I noticed that you were sharing that, and that's big. That's a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
Brad Kilmer said, wouldn't it be great if all these live streamers with their GoFundMes would instead direct everyone to send their money to free Kathleen Bennett? Yes, it would be, Brad. That would be amazing.
Yeah, a lot of people say, you know, she's bailed out of jail. She's free. She's not free.
Mm-hmm.
She has two trials. One in September, one in October, and you know, there's conditions on her bail. She's not free to be with her family. She's not living independently right now on Independence Day. You know, so she is out of jail, which is good, but she is not free until the charges have been dropped or she's went through a jury and been determined that she is innocent.
Mm-hmm. There was also questions like, or other comments. There's a lot of fighting on last night's show.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people fighting with each other. And I wonder, are they really paying attention to what we're saying?
I know.
Fighting.
And that was, it was a long recording from February of SEDEF, and it was very detailed. So, you know, I noticed that I had a chance actually to look at some of the comments, because as we ran the recording, we didn't have to be operating anything except just kind of letting it roll. And I thought, how come people aren't focusing on what's being said? Somewhere, you know, they were definitely reacting to the information that was being said. But a lot of people were just hammering on each other. And I just thought, what's going on in here? You know, and so, but, you know, that stuff happens. I just hope that you pay attention. Sometimes our shows do get long, but they're full of details. You know, you just pay attention. It's information you're not going to get anywhere else.
One question that I got here from L. Stephen Day was, why was J.R. American Horse asked to leave Ocheti Sacoain December 5th, invited back, then blocked, causing a huge traffic jam? Squirrel's Com Shack. Squirrel was one of those people that was hanging out with Michael Marcus and Michael Fassig and Olive Bias and that big truck.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
Remember that semi?
Yep.
Squirrel was in there. So I don't know that those set of facts are correct, Stephen. I cannot confirm that. What I can tell you is what I know, which is that according to Bill Renningfisher, L'Oreal and their security team removed JR American Horse on the 3rd of December and accused him of being the person responsible for most of the violent attacks against Morton County, as well as being the person that created a propane IED that blew off Sophia Wolanski's arm. So as you heard on the interview that I did with Sedef, they were out there making amends, specifically with people like JR American Horse. And I asked, and I ask now, how much time did they spend with Kathleen Bennett's family?
Yeah.
Did any of them ever go bother to visit her? She said that her story and what happened to her was breaking her heart. It not only broke Sedef's heart, it nearly killed an elder woman. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I feel like the lack of action on their part to do anything substantial for this family when the people that they were working with that represented the Veterans Stand group were harming people, hurting people, committing criminal acts against innocent people. And I don't know about that whole thing about him being thrown out on December 5th. Unless he was asked back somehow.
Yeah, it's difficult to confirm some of these things, especially if they're coming from liars, you know, known liars. So it's like the information is like we have to take it for, you know, what sources we get it from. So we really can't tell you whether that's true or not.
And I'm not really sure if he was asked back, so I can't speak to that. I wouldn't be surprised if he was eventually asked back because, as you know, he was not... he was falsely accused, just like Kathleen Bennett was.
Yeah.
Fortunately, he didn't have to go to jail and have one of his relatives nearly killed in the process. But okay, Suzanne Brengard Coatling Linden says, "Am I still listening to past BS? Lord knows this conversation sucks. I have better things to do. Good Lord. This is boring.
Oh.
Sorry. I tried to listen to your stories. This is just accusations."
Hmm.
No, these are the statements of the people that I talk to.
Yeah.
And you know, when I hear stuff like this, I'm like, why are you here writing this long thing about how boring I am? Yeah. Go do something fun with your life.
Yeah. Don't listen. Go do something else. You know, don't have to pay attention to this.
No, you don't.
Complain that you're paying attention to this. So just don't complain.
Well, what is the complaint going to do? Do you really think I'm going to stop doing this work? I mean, you're complaining about my doing my work in a way that seems boring to you. Isn't going to stop me from doing my work. I'm going to continue to do it. Nothing is going to change on this end. You're just kind of trying to derail the conversation by going, oh, look at me over here. I have something important to say. This is boring me. I can't listen to it anymore. You're just wasting time. Just wasting time. Something happens and I'm head over heels. And you know what? I'm not going to stop. I'm going to keep doing this. So sorry, not sorry. And then someone says, thank you, Cindy, Duke, and Nemo, for everything you're doing to help Kathleen Bennett. See, it kind of balances it out. Someone says, shut up, stop talking about this. Someone says, keep talking about it.
No, I've been amazed that a lot of the people that have been following our show have watched many, many shows, some all of them. You know, and it's like it's a time commitment. It's so much information, but if you've done that, you've followed this story since the beginning. You've followed it as we've gotten more information, as we reveal more of what we have, as we talk to more people involved, you're following right along. So it's like you're basically have a wealth of information that many people don't have. So when people jump in, like, you know, in July, they haven't heard 50 hours, 60 hours worth of shows that we've done. So you're very well versed, and I like that when people jump in comments, and they'll say the facts. They'll say, no, this is about this. Someone will say, what's going on? And they'll tell them what's going on real quick so you can get back and focus on the show.
Angela Printup says, Chumash, which I believe is Dennis Romero, made a live feed where he admitted to stealing Bravo's tent. That would be Brennan Astacio.
Wow.
The guy that won the necklace in our last show. Yeah, water protector Brennan Astacio, and pillaging and robbing from abandoned dwellings, quote unquote, tents and buses that were left in a panic during the blizzard.
Wow.
What? I had heard about this. I didn't know that so many people had seen it. How do you go and not know that you are stealing? Like, how do you not know that what you're doing is not okay?
Yeah.
You're taking other people's things and you didn't know that that was somebody else's stuff. It seems a little bit strange. Mm-hmm. There was a lot of that going on.
Yeah.
Wasn't there?
Towards the end. I mean, when we went there in the summertime and in the fall, you could leave your camera bag with expensive camera right on a chair and no one would mess with it. If something got lost, they had announced at the fire that something is found. There was so much trust. There wasn't any of this stealing going on. People would have their belongings in their tents and people wouldn't bother it. In fact, you shouldn't park near someone's home. There was all this etiquette where people respected each other's privacy and their belongings.
And that changed, didn't it?
And it changed in December.
It really did. If you went there, August, September, and even almost all the way through October, because the stuff didn't really start to change until they did that treaty camp at the end of October, like October 27th, mass arrests, 140 some people got arrested, sent people to counties all over the place, and things started to change dramatically from that point forward. But if you had gone there prior, you would get the sense that everything is really respectful and it was a very family-oriented place. And it did change, but it wasn't something that people would have necessarily known.
Yeah.
Anybody that had gone there before would not expect this to have changed. And I think that there was, that change came about with the people that came into camp. This person says, Angela says, that she spoke to Ernesto the end of May. He isn't, nor was he, ignorant of Kathleen Bennett. I tagged all these MRFers in every show I saw. Yeah. So for those of them who claim that, basically what she's saying, you saw what was going on. You know what was going on. So stop saying you never heard about this Kathleen Bennett thing or you just learned about it right now.
Mm-hmm.
Rochelle Collier, once again, people on here, if you're going to extend negativity and hate, then ask yourself, what reason are you really on here? Because why are you empowering yourself or anyone else on here? Something to think about. I just think that if you guys didn't fight so much, you could actually listen to what we're saying.
Exactly.
Because there's a lot of important details. Oh, by the way, someone that was listening and asked me to make a correction was Josh.
Okay.
Josh Long contacted me to say that I misrepresented his condition of going out to the camp. He did have adequate housing.
Yeah.
And he had a winterized tent for him and his girlfriend, and they stayed there and in other places. They did not spend the night in Kathleen Bennett's tarpy, but they did spend time with them.
I see.
Hours of time with them. And they were with them on the day that Kathleen and Mary were evacuated to the casino up until the point at which they left. In fact, Josh says that after that, he then went to take some of his remaining supplies to Russell to drop off at the tarpy so that they could use them after he left. And, you know, when I, this interview that I played was done 5 months ago.
Oh, yeah. It was February 17th. So.
Right.
And then we'd only known Josh, and we're just beginning to get details on the story for, you know, a month and a half at that point.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, good correction. It's good to represent how Josh was staying there and how he had his own place.
Right. And I think that one of the reasons that he wanted me to correct that, the record on that, even though it was a long time ago, and I know we've now learned a lot more of the details and I know them better, people were asked to come out who could take care of themselves,
mm-hmm.
not come out and be a burden to other people. So he wanted to make sure that people knew that he did plan and he did prepare appropriately when he went out there. See, this is why I don't read comments during the show, because this is what will happen.
Because otherwise you're going to sit there and be reading on the screen like, dead air. You know, we're used to doing radio, which we have to keep it snapping because we're audio. We don't want dead air. But on a live stream, it's kind of hard when you're reading comments to take a break. You got one?
Apparently Andy not. Timmons says, Mater's Keyboard Warrior Group is a closed group, but you can see who is in the membership, when they joined, and who let them in. KG was accepted a week ago. Who's KG?
I don't know.
Who's KG, everybody? I don't know. I requested to join, still not in. Anyway, I think Bristy is in that group. Oh, Bristy Hiller? Well, you know, I don't know about these keyboard warrior groups. Yeah. What I do know is that the people that started them are problematic.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it's closed groups that Ed started or Mater or whatever you want to call him. And the way in which they were used, how they were directed to attack people, especially those like myself, who've been reporting on an innocent woman's case for over 6 months. And, you know, is that what the keyboard warriors were created mm-hmm. for? To attack people? Innocent people? Not cool. So, yeah, I have an issue with some of those things. I was like, okay, well, why are these people here? But everybody's welcome. Even my trolls are welcome.
Yeah.
You know, I always tell people that if it wasn't for my haters, my haters are the most religious watchers or readers. They always have been. So thanks for watching. And somebody else says, very beautiful. You're wearing a nice necklace. It has a looking very gorgeous.
Mm-hmm.
I think this person is not a native speaker of English, because it's hard to understand what they said. But hey, this necklace is for raffle.
Yeah.
It is. I'm wearing it to show off what you could have. You could have this necklace.
Mm-hmm.
This bling could be yours. Check it out. There it is with the detail. It has these gorgeous little rhinestones on the bone right here of the feather. And then all of these little baubles that you can move up and down, and you can move this up, and you can move these little beads up. So, you know, it's just infinite number of ways you can wear this thing. You can wear it like a choker.
Mm-hmm.
Look how that looks.
Nice.
What? And then you get these down here. The feathers. Eagle feather necklace. It's amazing. I suggest you get one. And then, of course, this is a piece of history that you shared in really saving a water protector and participating in the long work of paying attention to this story for all of these many months.
Exactly.
And helping to get this water protector out. Okay, let's see. What else did y'all say to me? Oh, God. Amy G says, lots of trolls. I may watch this one 3 times. Usually, I only watch it twice. Really, guys? They're watching our show several times?
Again, quite a time commitment.
Wow. Gosh. There is a lot of information in the comment section for sure. You know what that means? All of her vets, I'm assuming they're talking about Sedef.
Sedef, yeah.
Were actors too. I don't know if that's true. I know that there are certain people that acted very insincerely, that lied about their involvement in this case, who happened to be all connected to the veterans groups. A lot of them were connected to the veterans groups. Those people, I'm looking squarely at them, and I'm going to keep looking at them. Snooki says, thank you, Sedef and Christopher, as you continue on the much work still to do. Yeah, you know, I want to be clear. I don't know what the business of Veterans Stand or Veterans Respond or the Veterans Service Corps or these other splinter groups that have come off of this. Mm-hmm. I don't know what their business is. And you know what? Y'all don't know what their business is either, because they haven't done an audit. They haven't really told you what they're doing in these groups. And that's what leaves this question, especially when we find out that these people have been involved in situations where innocent people have been hurt and nearly killed. Mm-hmm. And I think we have a right to ask those questions, right?
Right.
I've never seen this Snooki on my show before. Snooki. That reminds me of the name of one of those people in the TV, Snooki.
Oh.
Right. Where did the money and SUV go from Sonny Richards? They did not provide assistance for the elders and youth transitioning out. I think they're talking about Mulaney's SUV there.
That would be Mulaney. Would have to be.
Ani M. Goosey says, Facet keyboard warriors do nothing but pay his rent. What do you think about that? I suppose there's a lot of people out there putting money into these folks.
Yeah.
Love it. I was sent a necklace like it a couple months ago. Love the feathers. Cool. Wow.
Cool.
Maybe Cheyenne sent you one. Lucky.
Yeah.
People were having a lot of problems. Rose Little Butler states, Michael Marcus wasn't new. He was leading security in October. Oh. So, but he was very much a part of that whole veterans group, mm-hmm. for sure. Ani M. Goosey says, anyone notice that when they're live feeding their for money, they always have a cigarette in one hand? And I guess I haven't been paying as close attention.
Actually, I have. I have.
You have?
I've noticed that. Well, the thing is that a lot of live streamers that are smokers, I'm a smoker,
yeah,
are outside and they're doing live streams and they just start smoking, you know, and do it through the live feed. You know, it's a, I don't think it's that big of a deal, but
Who knows? let's see what else we've got in here. Oh, there's so much fighting.
Yeah, lots of fighting.
Holy.
You know, people are calling each other out for being trolls, you know, and, you know, people defending themselves that they weren't. It was going back and forth and back and forth. And then every once in a while, I'll say, oh, did you hear what the interview was just saying? And people go back and listen again, and then they go back to defending themselves. And it was like, I suppose that stuff happens a lot. You know, when I watch live feeds, I'll tend to look at the comments and see what people are saying, because I tend to look for more information. You know, what more is being said, what sort of other insight or what sort of questions can be answered by the people who are viewing. But sometimes people just get off track.
Mm. Snooki says, who paid for tents that were not received? The Chumash picked up tents they purchased, plus tents that were donated and allocated to me in a matched purchase fundraiser for the manufacturer, some which were allocated to me for our veterans, which were never received. Yes, Bristy, I have proof.
Oh, yeah. Well, there was a lot of problems. I mean, especially in, you know, December and January, there were shipping problems. There was, the tribe had gotten involved in warehousing all the donations. Things were getting lost. You know, there was reports of things allegedly getting stolen. You know, there was a real mess. It was a real mess. The roads weren't being plowed. So for people not to end up getting what they really had ordered or what had been funded for them, it wasn't surprising because it was definitely a mess.
Lots of accusations flying back and forth. And you know, guys, I'm just trying to get to the bottom of this, but I'm looking for facts, not just accusations. And these people can come forward at any time. I haven't checked in with Sedef since February. I'm playing this now because, as you know, you guys heard the interview. She seemed to want to help. There really wasn't any other. She didn't check in again. There was nothing, you know. We did have a conversation in which, right after I got off the phone with her, I let her know that L'Oreal Blackshaw was soliciting funds on the internet and was asking mm-hmm. people for their credit card numbers.
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah.
And she responded by sending me a message saying, oh, she's going to post about this on their social media sites. And she went on their social media sites and posted this thing calling out L'Oreal Blackshaw. And shortly thereafter, she messaged me to say L'Oreal Blackshaw removed her Facebook page.
Yeah.
And there was a post from L'Oreal Blackshaw on her Facebook page saying, I have been hacked.
Yeah.
And I am going, somebody is illegally raising funds on my Facebook page.
Yeah, somebody else is doing that.
Not me. So I'm going to go off Facebook forever.
Yeah.
And then Sedef messaged me to tell me that she had another Facebook page already.
Yeah.
So it wasn't as if she was not aware of how this person that they gave agency to, whom they gave a national spokesperson position of power, was continuing to defraud people and lie to people, continuing to present as a present danger to people. She was having conversations with me about it, but yet she wasn't publicly denouncing her. So I've always had a problem with that. I mean, in tort law, when you know or should have known about something that you are liable for, then it is your duty to mitigate your damages as soon as possible. You try to do whatever you can to take corrective action to change the conditions that make you liable. In this case, what makes them liable, what connects them to the damages done by Bill Running Fisher and L'Oreal Blackshaw is the fact that L'Oreal Blackshaw is their national spokesperson. Mm-hmm. And there was a chain of command because Bill Running Fisher called her the platoon or the major sergeant, as did Michael Wood Jr. And he clearly told me that the story where L'Oreal was demoted and removed from power had occurred, but that he went and corrected it. He went back out after Phyllis told her to step down and reinstated her and her powers. Okay? So that means he left her in power. Mm-hmm. And if there was a question about how she was misusing that power, whether she was supposed to only do cleanup or whether she was supposed to be doing weapons sweeps and having her security team, including Bill Running Fisher, ousting Kathleen and her mom and JR American Horse and others, that is up to them to clarify for the public. It's up to them. If this person that we left in power is doing something they're not supposed to, then you're supposed to go out and tell people this person is not acting in this capacity on our behalf. You never did that, and you didn't want to. According to Sedef in that interview, mm-hmm. you didn't want to correct the record. You wanted to not give the trolls more attention. This troll was your national spokesperson.
Yeah.
And she was still trying to take money from people. So let's be clear about that. Bristy Hiller says, oh, this is again a facet reason for the words toward others. I joined his Keyboard Warriors group for information and a place to have other Keyboard Warriors share. I also am in Standing Rock Keyboard Warriors, the Keyboard Warriors Digital and a couple others. I'm nobody's person. I follow no one person. I follow my heart and the truth. Mm. Cool.
Yep.
Brad Kilmer says, don't donate to these fake live streamers. Copy and share the hashtag Free Kathleen Bennett, hashtag Legal Defense Fund, hashtag donation link, and give them the money instead. Agreed?
Yep, agreed.
Brad, thank you. Elira Walker says, geez, he didn't spill the ashes. He had the ashes on him. This is an expression used in ways like, I don't have my phone on me. I have some weed, but not on me. Or when she got pulled over, she was scared because she had some coke on her. Cindy, every time you talk about the ashes, it gets worse. Please use common sense. Elira, I did the interview with L'Oreal Blackshaw where she talked about how Mowgli, a.k.a. Mowgli, whose real name is Eric Johnson, Eric S. Johnson, had human ashes all over him. Mm-hmm. Had spilled human ashes all over him. It is you that is incorrect. And it is recorded. I got it on recording. So all you got to do is go back to Rogue Mowgli's interview, L'Oreal Blackshaw's interview, and compare. Mm-hmm. Because, or also Ed Higgins'
yeah.
interview, which I read. Because the truth is that that's exactly what L'Oreal said.
Yeah.
That's what I called her on the carpet for. I said, how did Vaughn know they were human ashes? Did he have a testing kit? Mm-hmm. You know, how did he distinguish them from like ashes from a fire? How the hell would he know
yeah.
that they were human ashes? So no, when he said he had the ashes on him, Mowgli was not talking about, nor was L'Oreal talking about these ashes being just on his person like he was carrying them. No. The story was told in such a way as to make one think that the ashes had spilled all over. And in fact, they had not, because Ed Higgins told me they were sealed in a box and couldn't have been spilled. So I do have common sense. And I'll tell you something else. Let's not forget, this is an interview I did in February.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. February. I have since learned a lot of new information. Joanne Olin House Ricadio says, so are you saying Ernesto is being paid? I never said that.
Yeah.
I don't know if he is or not. I know he's being insincere.
Mm-hmm.
I know that he's not a journalist. I know that he needs to keep Kathleen Bennett's name out of his mouth if he's not going to do anything but malign her and her story. And that goes the same for Chelsea Lyons and anybody else who wants to do a hack job on the serious work of freeing this woman. So, what else? I have not seen evidence of that, blah, blah, blah. Rachel Collier. This is incredibly awesome of you to hold this raffle, particularly that 1%, 100% of the funds raised go to help Kathleen.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Amen. Oh, somebody's talking about all the fireworks that are going on and the poor fur babies. And also, how about the veterans with PTSD? They don't enjoy exactly. that either.
Yeah.
How do you feel about all the fireworks? Because they're not supposed to even be legal here, right, Duke?
No, we don't have legal fireworks in Minnesota. But the city does a big display of them. They get a permit and they do a big fireworks display. It's supposed to happen at 10:30. We're pretty close, so it's going to pretty much bombard our house. I think that the fire pieces and everything even lands near us here. So it's something that we have to deal with.
Okay. Andy Timmons asks, why take L'Oreal's crazy thing that she said as something to focus on? Well, let me tell you, Andy, the reason for that is because L'Oreal Blackshaw was the Veterans Stand for Standing Rock national spokesperson. And she was the sergeant major in charge of the security at the camp, according to herself. And the people that were working under her. And regardless of whether or not Mr. Michael A. Wood Jr. or SEDEF or anyone associated with Standing Rock veterans now, or after the fact want to say that they did not give her this and that and the other jobs. He did verify. He did leave her in charge, and he did leave her at the camp, and he did continue to employ her, aka pay her thousands and thousands of dollars. So the fact that he did not clarify publicly and or denounce what she was doing way back then when it was happening, even though he was indeed aware of it, even though he did have a Twitter war with her, he did not come out on any public platform, and the man has many to do it on, to say that woman is a fraud. She tried to invoice us for over $300,000. He should have brought out the receipts. Mm-hmm. He should have showed everybody, and he should have said, I don't have anything to do with her anymore for that reason. Because he didn't have any problem throwing Wes Clark Jr. under a bus. And neither did Ed Higgins or L'Oreal or any of those other people. They all had plenty to say about how Wes was drugged, crazy, found Christ, and a whole bunch of other things that they used as excuses to claim that he was not in his right state of mind when he was talking about the fact that they were paid mercenaries out at the camp. And who ended up being right? As Cenk Younger of TYT mm-hmm. said in his Twitter, Wes was right.
Yep.
Yeah, Wes was right. And y'all didn't have any problem running your mouths about how Wes was right. But you never said how Bill Running Fisher and L'Oreal Blackshall were involved. And it wasn't as if you didn't hear about it. Because
mm-hmm.
you sent me emails from Brendan Boucher, the CFO for Veterans Stand, asking me for the interview, asking me for the invoices, telling me 6 months ago that you were going to do a legal investigation, an audit, and that you would be forthcoming and transparent with the results of that. Where is it?
Mm-hmm.
How come it hasn't been done? I heard you've been saying that you can't do it because it wouldn't be right for you to take money from the donations and use it for an internal audit. Really? Then why in the hell did you tell me 6 months ago that you were going to do that?
Yep.
Why tell people repeatedly that you're going to give an accounting of every dollar and tell everybody how it was spent, and that you're going to make sure and show people whether or not you kept your word and reimbursed all of the people that signed up for that roster for the amount of money you told them you would reimburse them for? How are we going to know that you've kept your word about anything unless you provide us with that audit? And why are all the people around you moving away from you like you just took a giant dump in the middle of the room as you continue to deny us that audit? How can you claim that you know who was paid and who wasn't paid and who was under your employ and what that money was used for if you haven't done the audit?
Mm-hmm.
How can you even claim? But I did hear that Mr. Michael Awood Jr. said that he would go on the record and explain that whole business with Bill Running Fisher. I'd like to see if that's true.
I'd like to hear that, yeah.
I'm going to see if I can reach out to him and find out if he is willing to mm-hmm. do it or if he's just running his mouth.
Yep.
So, Andy, I hope that answers your question. This is part of a criminal investigation in which a woman is facing 20 years in prison. So every detail of what she said is something that I will look into. And that one is one of the only examples that she could give me of where they caught someone committing a crime, according to her.
Yeah.
Of all of the allegations of rapes, of thefts, of drugs, of weapons, of all of this stuff supposedly out at the camp, I asked her, is any of it true? Do you have evidence of any of it? And that was the story that she told me. Go back and listen to her interview and hear for yourself. I think it's pretty relevant.
It is.
And Sedef has told people that she gave Bill Running Fisher money. That is a fact. Mm-hmm. She's told people that she gave Bill Running Fisher money. And she's also told other people, including my investigator, that she was paying for the totaled car that L'Oreal destroyed.
Yep.
And that she was out at the camp making amends. I guess with everyone except for Kathleen Bennett's family.
I guess.
Y'all need to go read those Intercept articles if you don't know what I'm talking about when we're talking about paid mercenaries. They're out there. Mr. Running Fisher even called himself one. Lee Hampton said, I'm selling plants to make money for Kathleen. Thank you, Lee.
Wow.
That's awesome. If you want to take up a collection for her in your area and send it to us, that would be great too. There's no shame in your game. Figure out a way to raise some money for Kathleen and let us know. Okay, let's see what else we've got. Oh God, what's next? SADEF has led human resources and program recruiting teams, as well as launched employer brand programs at both large multinationals such as Cisco and Ernst & Young, and fast-growing pre-IPO companies such as ThoughtWorks, SpaceX, and Sonos. Well then, she should know that this right here is a PR nightmare, mm-hmm. and it's sad that they decided not to clean it up sooner.
Exactly.
Angela Printup says, he is sketchy AF. He's blaming everything on L'Oreal. Yeah, and I'm sure there's plenty of blame to go around. Mm-hmm. But what I'm saying is, I want people to take responsibility in whatever they can. You know, Wesley told me, and he was right. It turned out he was totally right, that he had no access to the money. And that's what Michael A. Wood Jr. will tell you too. He says he never had access to the money. That was my job. But even though he had no access to the money and they essentially didn't let him do any of the things that he went out there to do, mm-hmm. and basically kicked him out, when I told him about what the veterans that were associated with the call out he made on national television and that were left in charge out there did to this woman, he was horrified. And he has been trying to help free Kathleen Bennett, even though he no longer... See, that's what a real veteran does.
Mm-hmm.
That's what a real hero does. That's what a real patriot does. They do the right thing, regardless of whether or not it's their job to do the right thing. And isn't it the job of all of these patriotic veterans that claim that they went out there to help, to do their duty by those that got left behind? Isn't that one of the mottos of veterans? Leave no man behind. Well, this is what I'm saying right now. The mission of the veteran stand was to go out and serve people in our community, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's how you're going to be patriotic. And that's how you're going to heal yourself from what has happened to you in these wars and these deployments, is service through healing. Right?
Right.
Or healing through service. So how are you going to go out there, find out that one of the most heinous allegations of crimes committed by anybody out at the camp were alleged of Kathleen Bennett? That they were completely false, that it involved veterans directly related to your group, not in some peripheral way, mm-hmm. your national spokesperson and the person that was put in the head of the camps. And you're not going to do anything to address that publicly? Where's the service?
Exactly.
Where's the duty? That's what I'm saying. Okay, what else do we got here? You can talk about that if you want to, Duke, while I look for a new question.
Well, this question thing, it's like, there's probably like 800 comments on that thread. We're going through what we went through the other night, right?
Yeah, I'm just trying to address some of the... There's a lot of fighting mm-hmm. on here, too.
Yeah, yeah. But those are good questions. I really appreciate the way you can answer them and give more detail and give people more clarity. Because that's the whole objective of why we're doing this, to give people information and clarity. So questions are very valuable. We'll try to answer them. And if we don't answer them the way a live streamer would, we'll try to bring them up in a new show that we do. So give you a chance to get the right information.
Okay, let's see. Fasig ignores posts of friends grieving his son, who he knows faked his own death. Oh, yeah. I don't know. Is it a foregone conclusion now? Do we have reliable evidence?
I haven't seen it. I've just seen people talking. I haven't seen really any news articles or, you know, obituaries or police reports or anything like that. So it's something I'm not even really paying attention to much anymore.
I know, but there was that time where, you know, Fasig's son was accused of beating and raping and torturing Lacey.
Yeah.
What's her last name?
Lenny's daughter.
Yeah.
I don't want to say the wrong last name. Sorry.
I think it's Lacey Williams.
That's what I thought, but I don't know if it's right.
She goes by Evelina May, Evelina something Redest on Facebook. And she was part of the security team.
Yeah.
With that Fitzgerald guy. She's hanging out with him. She's hanging out with Ramon Reyes, a.k.a. Grizzly.
Oh, yeah.
And with Eric Johnson, a.k.a. Mowgli.
Yeah.
And, well, you all know what Mulaney did. So the fact that her daughter was out there hanging out with these people on the day they took her to the hospital, around the days they took her to the hospital, very shady. So, court. Carolyn Hill, so she has to go through court, then free. Yes, if she's found not guilty, which we are hoping will happen. Court still is coming up. Tell them when, Duke.
Well, it's in for the two different charges, one in September, one in October. And they don't just dismiss charges months ahead of a trial. They set the trial date. If a charge is going to be dismissed, it might happen that day of trial, so they can basically squeeze the client, the defendant's money with making them pay for a lawyer all the way up until the time, even though they don't have enough evidence to actually, you know, prove the crime that's been falsely made against her. So she's going to have to wait and prepare for two trials, one in September and one in October. Even though we have enough information for the first charge of exploitation to be thrown out.
Oh, we got a whole bunch of evidence on the second charge too.
Yeah, and it, you know, these should be dismissed, but
we got a lot of evidence. Mm-hmm. We got new evidence. I can't tell you what, but I can tell you this. It conclusively shows that Kathleen Bennett did nothing wrong. We got receipts, folks. They're going to blow this case out of the water in court. I don't know. And you should be asking yourselves why a state that is going bankrupt because of this oil boom and bust is spending so much time and effort on this case of an innocent woman, which we have conclusively showed you exculpatory evidence and witnesses, etc., that there is no way this could have happened. Even her detractors. I even have a message from Bill Running Fisher where he is saying, Bill Running Fisher, guys, Bill Running Fisher saying, yeah, she should be free by now. I hope that works out for Kathleen Bennett. She shouldn't be in jail.
Wow.
They should let her go. Mulaney said they should let her go. What's Morton County doing? Her accusers are saying she shouldn't be in jail and they should drop the charges. Myron Dewey said they should drop all charges. But, you know, they're still wasting their time here in Morton County with this. I don't know why.
Yeah.
Everybody keeps talking about Ed Higgins and Bill Cosby. They're calling him Ed Cosby.
Funny.
Free is not being out on bail. Yes.
Yep.
Being out on bail is not freedom. There is a lot of restrictions. And by the way, currently she's restricted to three counties. Why don't you talk a little bit about that?
Well, she's restricted. I'm not going to name specific things, but
good.
The thing is she's been let out and she's not with her family. And she's basically has to stay in certain areas and not be able to go back home. And her, you know, actually separate from her attorney even, you know, so she has there's housing issues and also just to be lonely, not to be with people, you know. You know, so it's very unfortunate that we're really happy she's out of jail because she's in jail for nearly 6 months. And now she's free, but she's still shackled. She's still restrained by the state for her freedom of movement while all the other, these water protectors go around the country doing speaking engagements. She's basically has to sit and wait.
Somebody asked about the comment that was made by SEDEF that they were out there trying to help give resources because the veterans didn't have enough money and enough resources. And she says they didn't have enough resources. They didn't have enough money.
They had a lot of money.
They had a lot of money. They still have a lot of money. And the question remains, why are they not telling us what they've used the money for and what they're going to use the money for? Because, you know, that you break the public trust when you're expected to do something, when you say, I'm going to raise money to help and do this, and then you don't do it. That makes people wonder why you really raised that money in the first place. Was this whole thing a scam from the beginning? So if you want to clear the air, the best way to do it is by being transparent and telling people what happened. Let's see what else we've got here. Man, y'all really need to stop fighting, though.
Yeah.
There's so much arguing in the comment section of the show. I feel like I'm talking to my kids here. Kids, mm-hmm. please stop fighting.
I think someone did say that.
Well, you know, more than anything, I get it. When there's trolls in there, they make you angry because they come here to distract and trying to derail. I understand that. But if you don't respond, if you don't give them attention, you're not feeding them, you know? They're just trying to get everybody to pay mm-hmm. attention to something else, and you're helping them.
Exactly.
Sheila says, swipe right. That's right. Just swipe right. You won't even have to see the comments. Mm-hmm. You can just watch the show. Water protector not funded. Don't get your information mixed. Hmm. Not funder. Water protected, not funder. I don't know what that refers to.
Yeah, I don't either.
People were asking whether or not the Water Protector Legal Collective paid for the bail. I believe the Water Protector Collective and or Freshet did post the bail for her. But remember, folks, that was donation money sent by all the people in America and around the mm-hmm. world to help water protectors.
Exactly.
And Water Protector Legal Collective has been very selective about which water protectors they did help mm-hmm. and which ones they didn't. And I find it very ironic that they decided to help Kathleen Bennett 6 months after we started asking them for help, and lots of other exactly. people started asking them for help. And they definitely were not going to help this water protector. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't really until she had her own lawyer
yep.
and was going to be able to get out and beat this rap that they suddenly became interested and mm-hmm. felt like, oh, crap, we better get on the train. Yep. Get on the train.
Yep.
The train is leaving the station.
Exactly.
And so did a lot of other live streamers that didn't care. Even people like Jordan Sheridan, I think, who weren't paying attention, have now come out to say something about Kathleen Bennett.
Mm-hmm.
So I wonder, I've always wondered whether Jordan, through his producer Z, wanted to direct Chelsea Lyons to go and do that something on Kathleen Bennett before the winds of change overtook them
yeah.
and people realized how they had ignored this case mm-hmm. the entire time
mm-hmm.
because they like to talk a lot of crap. But I told you all that all of these people are showing up at the last minute faking.
Yep.
Faking concern, faking interest, feigning interest. And that name that they refuse to say will now choke them. It is choking them. They can barely stand it. What else do we have in here? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Anything you want to add to that, Duke?
Well, you know, people aren't saying Kathleen's name. There was a brief...
Bobby
you know,
Boucher.
A brief amount of time where people just started saying her name just as she was getting out, but there hasn't been anything more said. We're going to continue saying her name until she's truly free, until she's acquitted of these charges or the charges are dropped.
Okay. Yeah, that's about it. So, folks, I walked through. There's a lot of fighting in here and yeah. a lot of just commenting. And congratulations to Kathleen Bennett for the fact that she is out on bail. Lots of comments about the necklace. People think they're really pretty. They really are. I encourage you to at least make a $10 donation. Get your yep. name in the mm-hmm. the bowl.
Yep.
So that you can get one of these. I think these, to me, Being able to say that I participated and helped free this mm-hmm. innocent water protector.
That's right.
Is a badge of honor. So definitely. If you want to earn one of these eagle feather necklaces to help Kathleen Bennett, all you have to do is go to our website. Tell them how to get there.
That's right. Go to kpppfm.com/raffle and you'll see a post and click on it and it'll say this, raffle entry for Kathleen Bennett Legal Defense Fund. We'll be making this drawing. This is our second raffle. We'll be drawing for this necklace tomorrow, which is July 5th in the evening when we do our next show. You click on the button that says click here to enter the raffle. It's a $10 ticket, basically, and 100% of that money raised will go to Kathleen Bennett's Defense Fund.
I do have to address one more comment, and it wasn't on this show in particular. It was on the reposting about the show, and somebody said something really, well, I consider it to be ignorant, and I'll say it. I think it was both racist and ignorant, because they basically were asking, why am I still talking about Kathleen Bennett's case? After 6 months, I need to find something better to do.
Really?
And yeah. And by the way, they're saying that my story with very little evidence, they say, with very little evidence. Why are you still talking about this? Mm-hmm. 6 months of one story with very weak argument is too long. Very weak argument. Really? Are you kidding me? This is a woman named Carol Christoffel. I think I've seen this troll on our page before. But what really annoys me about this woman is that this what she's saying can only appeal to an ignoramus that hasn't ever watched our shows.
Yeah.
Because if you've been watching our shows for the last 6 months, you know that there is real evidence,
mm-hmm.
documents, discovery, like
interviews with direct witnesses.
With direct witnesses. So this idea that very weak argument, that is incredibly ignorant. And then here's the racist part. She's talking about Kathleen and she says, she made a major bad judgment in taking a helpless senior to a rough camp. There were babies there.
Yeah.
There were so many elders there. By the way, Grizzly Ramon Reyes, one of these people on the security team that was working with Mowgli, his dad is missing a leg and he's in a wheelchair. Talk about defenseless. At least Kathleen Bennett's mom could walk and ambulate on her own. There was a lot of people that were there that were elderly and much more so than Kathleen. There was a 92-year-old elder out at the camp.
Mm-hmm.
Regina was arrested or detained at the end of the camp. So this argument that indigenous people shouldn't be out at a camp of their own land during the largest native ceremony in the last 100 years, that people from that land, Oglala Lakota people, should not be there, should not have, it was bad judgment for them. It's bad judgment for you to open your mouth and say racist things like that, colonizer. Mm-hmm. It's bad judgment for you to even be talking about what indigenous people can do on their own land during a ceremonial, a prophetic time in their history, the most prophetic time in the last 100 years. Yes, if anyone should have been there, it should have been them. So that is incredibly ignorant, tone deaf. And then she goes on to say, helpless senior, rough camp during a life-threatening conditions. It wasn't life-threatening conditions. This is North Dakota. It snows. The people, the ancestral people of these lands, know that better than any of you. Okay? The tribe has, threatening and did not even have supplies or money to take care of her. Yeah, she did. She was fine. She had plenty of supplies. She had plenty of money. You don't know anything about this. Please stop running your mouth if you don't know what the hell you're talking about. The tribe has and is all about protecting helpless elders and children who do not belong on the front lines. Well, Mary was not on the front lines and the camps were not the front lines. Estúpida.
Yep.
The camps were a place of prayer and ceremony. And by the way, the tribe abandoned this water protector. The headsman abandoned this water protector. And some of them had her and her mother kicked out of camp and arrested. So they are not all about protecting elders, women, and children. And she says, of course, almost all states would find this neglect, if not abuse. Almost all states would find a gathering of Native people neglect and abuse if Native people attended.
Yeah.
What the hell are you talking about? Racist. Mm-hmm. Ignorant. Mm-hmm. I don't know why you continue defending what is ultimately indefensible. No, I defend innocence and truth because it is completely defensible and it will be so in a court of law. No matter how much you wriggle and writhe and cry and throw tantrums on my page and tell me to stop talking about it because, and this is for you, racist Carol Christoffel, who thinks that you own the Native narrative and can tell Native people what to do, Indigenous people what to do. I am not your slave, and I am not your Native. I am not your Indigenous person. You don't own me. You don't own the station. You don't know what we can say. And we're going to keep talking about Kathleen Bennett and her family all we want and until she is free, for real. Thank you for listening. And thank you for watching. I want to wish everybody a happy 4th of July. Enjoy your families. Enjoy your freedom. And stay tuned for more because I got lots more real evidence and facts to bring you on what happened with the veterans. Stand, respond, and beyond coming up tomorrow. And we will have that necklace raffle. So get ready for that. Thanks for being here. Bye. Mini Wachoni. Water is life.